sunny times.
阳光明媚的日子.
Anna and Tom plan a picnic while they learn to understand simple weather forecasts.
Anna和汤姆计划去野餐，同时他们学习如何理解简单的天气预报.
They talk about the sun.
他们谈论太阳.
They also talk about the rain.
他们还谈论雨.
Tom says, it will be warm tomorrow.
汤姆说，明天会很暖和.
Anna feels happy.
Anna感到开心.
She likes the sun.
她喜欢太阳.
They make a new plan.
他们有一个新计划.
They will go to the park tomorrow.
他们明天会去公园.
They will have a picnic in the park.
他们将在公园野餐.
It will be a good day.
这将是一个好日子.
They will bring food and water.
他们会带食物和水.
Anna likes fruits.
Anna喜欢水果.
Tom likes sandwiches.
汤姆喜欢三明治.
They both like chocolate.
他们都喜欢巧克力.
The park is big.
公园很大.
There are many trees.
有很多树.
A day as a baker.
一个面包师的一天.
Max spends a day with his aunt, the baker.
马克思和他的面包师姑姑一起度过了一天.
He learns baking from her.
他跟他学习烘焙.
At 5 in the morning, he arrives at the bakery with her.
早上5点,他和他一起到达面包店.
There are many smells of bread in the shop.
店里有很多面包的香味.
His aunt shows him how to make bread.
他的姑姑向他展示如何做面包.
She says, first, measure the flour.
他说,先称量面粉.
It should be precise.
他应该精确.
Then, add water and yeast.
然后, 加水和酵母.
Max is very interested.
马克思很感兴趣.
He asks many questions.
他问很多问题.
His aunt is very patient.
他的姑姑很耐心.
They put the dough in a big bowl.
他们把面团放在一个大碗里.
It waits in a warm place for an hour.
他得在温暖的地方待一个小时.
The dough is bigger now.
面团现在更大了.
They shape it into loaves.
他们把它分成面包.
The bread goes into the oven.
面包进烤箱.
Soon, the bread smells nice.
不久,面包闻起来很香.
Max tastes a piece of bread.
马克思试吃了一片面包.
It is very delicious.
它非常美味.
Title: The Saturday Shopping.
标题,周六购物.
Description: Lena and her brother always go shopping on Saturdays. They navigate the supermarket, talk to sellers, and learn the necessary vocabulary for their errands.
描述,Lena和她的哥哥总是在周六购物. 他们在超市中导航,与售货员交谈, 并学习他们购物所需的词汇.
Title: The New Home.
题目,新家.
Description: Tim and Clara move into their new apartment. As they set up their furniture, they talk about their favorite rooms and the challenges of moving.
描述,Tim和Clara搬进了新公寓。当他们布置家具时, 他们谈论自己最喜欢的房间和搬家的挑战.
On Saturday morning, the weather was perfect.
周六早上,天气很好.
Tim and Clara started carrying boxes upstairs.
Tim和Clara开始把盒子搬上楼.
Their new apartment is on the third floor.
他们的新公寓在三楼.
Clara loves the living room the most.
Clara最喜欢客厅.
She wants to host parties there.
她想在那里举办派对.
Tim hopes to work in the office.
Tim希望在办公室工作.
He needs a quiet space for his projects.
他需要一个安静的地方进行他的项目.
As they arranged their furniture, they discussed the moving process.
在设置家具时,他们聊到了搬家的过程.
The biggest challenge for Tim was finding a good moving company.
Tim面临的最大挑战是找到合适的搬家公司.
For Clara, the hardest part was packing everything.
Clara最困难的是收拾所有东西.
By lunchtime, most of their furniture was in place.
到午餐时间,他们大部分家具都有了位置.
They decided to take a short break.
他们决定暂时休息一会儿.
They sat on the balcony, enjoying the warm sunshine.
他们坐在阳台上, 享受着温暖的阳光.
In their conversation, they both realized that despite the challenges, the long journey was worth it.
在讨论中, 他们都意识到尽管有挑战, 长途跋涉是值得的。
By the end of the day, they were excited about their new home.
一天结束时, 他们对新家充满了期待。
New Year's Eve traditions.
除夕夜传统。
In this story, we explore New Year's Eve celebrations around the world.
在这个故事中, 我们探讨世界各地的除夕夜庆祝活动。
In Scotland, people celebrate Hogmanay.
在苏格兰, 人们庆祝霍格曼奈。
It is a unique tradition accompanied by torch parades.
这是一种伴随火把游行的独特传统。
In Brazil, the beaches are popular places for welcoming the new year.
在巴西, 海滩是迎接新年的热门场所。
People wear white clothes as a sign of purity.
人们穿着白色衣服以示纯洁。
In Japan, people participate in a bell-ringing ceremony.
在日本, 人们参加钟声仪式。
The 108 bell chimes symbolize the purification for the new year.
108声钟声代表了新年到来的清洗。
In Spain, people eat 12 grapes at midnight.
在西班牙, 人们在午夜吃12颗葡萄。
Each grape symbolizes good luck for 1 month of the year.
每颗葡萄象征一年中的一个月的好运。
In Russia, people burn paper and pour it into champagne.
在俄罗斯, 人们烧纸并倒在香槟中。
This symbolizes the fulfillment of their wishes.
这象征着实现他们的愿望。
In India, people pray for peace in temples.
在印度, 人们在庙宇中祈祷和平。
Traditions include lighting lamps and cleansing rituals.
传统包括点灯和清洗仪式。
In Australia, fireworks burst over the harbors.
在澳大利亚, 烟花在海港上空绽放。
Beach parties, concerts, and barbecues are common.
海滩派对、音乐会和素食是常见的。
The USA is famous for its Grand New York City Countdown.
美国以其盛大的纽约市计时表演而闻名。
The crystal ball slowly descends in Times Square.
水晶球在时代广场徐徐落下。
No matter the country, the new year is filled with hope and celebration.
无论在哪个国家, 新年都充满希望和庆祝。
These traditions showcase the diversity of our world.
这些传统展示了我们全球的多样性。
The lost letters.
失落的信件。
Sophia discovers a collection of old letters and phone conversations from the past. The story unfolds through the letters and conversations, revealing a long-kept secret.
通过这些信件和谈话,
Sophia found the first envelope in the attic.
索菲亚在阁楼上找到了第一个信封。
The envelope was covered in a thick layer of dust.
信封上覆盖着一层厚厚的灰尘。
She carefully opened the envelope and saw familiar handwriting.
她小心翼翼地打开信封,看到了熟悉的笔迹。
The letters were written years ago and contained heartfelt sentiments.
这些信写于多年以前,作者用真挚的语言诉说心声。
She started reading word by word, becoming more and more engrossed.
她开始逐字逐句地阅读,越来越投入其中。
One letter spoke of her mother's dreams when she was young.
一个信件谈到了她母亲年轻时的梦想。
Another revealed the family's history.
另一个则揭示了家族的历史。
Most shockingly, she discovered a secret related to her father.
最震惊的是, 她发现了一个与她父亲有关的秘密。
The letter mentioned a choice he made when he was young.
信中提到他年轻时的一个选择。
This choice altered the course of their entire family.
这个选择改变了他们整个家庭的命运。
Sophia was deeply shocked, yet began to understand the past.
索菲亚感到极为震惊,但同时也开始理解过去。
She realized it was not just about family history, but of love, sacrifice, and choices.
她意识到,这不仅仅是关于家族的历史,而是关于爱、牺牲和选择。
Through the letters, she felt more connected to the people from the past.
通过这些信, 她感觉自己与过去的人们更加紧密相连。
Now, she understands the deep roots of her family and untold stories.
如今，她了解了家族深厚的根基和未曾知道的故事。
Each time she opens a new envelope, it's as if opening a gateway to the past.
每次她打开一个新信封，就如同打开了一扇通往过去的大门。
She realized that these snippets from the past have shaped who she is today.
她意识到，这些过去的片段塑造了现在的她。
Each letter was like a key, unlocking the door to another era.
每一封信都如同一把钥匙，打开了通往另一个时代的门。
The letters somehow reshaped her perception of family.
这些信在某种程度上重塑了她对家庭的认知。
Eventually, she understood the true meaning of this journey.
最终，她意识到这段旅程的真正意义。